This is Mindset Monday, a short episode designed to share some of the tips and tricks that I've learned or I'm experimenting with to conquer my mind, perform at a higher level, and crush my goals. My hope is that these short weekly episodes will help each of you in the same ways. One thing I've learned is that mindset is so key when it comes to performing in life and in business. And your mind's like a muscle. You have to work it out. Some days are easier than others to keep a positive mindset. But the more you train your mind, the easier it becomes to maintain a positive mindset, even on the hard days or when things are not going according to plan. And there are many different ways that one can go about improving their mindset. And that's what I'll be discussing on these episodes. I'll be sharing what I've learned and what I'm currently learning to help maintain a positive mindset and show up every day performing at my best. So with that, thanks for tuning in. And I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Mindset Monday. Let's drop in. Man, I feel great this morning. My Whoop strap says I'm at a 97% recovery, ready to crush the day, ready to crush the week. It's a brand new month if you're listening to this as of the day of this recording, November 2nd, 2020. Exciting to be starting a new month. Obviously, there's a lot going on in the world, some good, some maybe a little chaotic, but all is well and excited for an awesome week and an awesome month. I was reading something on Instagram yesterday that I want to use to kind of kick off this week's episode of Mindset Monday. This was a post by Lewis Howes, the founder of the School of Greatness. If you're not familiar with Lewis, highly recommend you check him out. He's got a fantastic podcast called The School of Greatness. He's got numerous books that he's written. In my opinion, just an all-around good guy, very interesting, and always full of some great inspiration. So Lewis had a post on Instagram that said, "Plot twist, 2020 has actually been the best year of your life. You've been forced to grow, reflect, and slow down. You faced so many challenges and you've overcome them. 2020 has forced you to grow exponentially. Don't take this year for granted." Again, that's Lewis Howes, and I'll post his info and his podcast in the show notes in case anyone wants to check him out if you're not familiar with Lewis Howes. But, you know, I love this quote and it got me thinking, yeah, 2020 has been a wild ride of a year, especially when you consider all of the major events that have taken place or are literally in the process of taking place. And, you know, these major events for most of us, it's completely outside of our control. You know, you've obviously got COVID-19 and everything that's come with that, the shutdowns, the fear, the uncertainty, you know, people we know and love getting sick and, you know, in some cases even dying. You know, maybe you've gotten sick yourself or simply the fear of getting sick has messed with your physical or mental health or both. There's a very uneasy political landscape here in the U.S. There's a huge election coming up literally tomorrow as of the recording of this and unknown consequences that go with that. I mean, the list goes on and on, right? There's no doubt that 2020 has been a hell of a year. But if it's shown us anything, it's shown us that uncertainty can be closer than we think. Things we think should happen often don't, and things we think should not happen often do. But if you really think about it, 2020 is no exception. You know, there has been a lot that's happened in 2020 and a lot that is kind of, you know, unknown to us in our lifetimes at least. But the history of the world is full of uncertainty. And there's one thing that is for certain. Life will continue to be uncertain. We don't know what 2021 will hold. We don't know how long COVID-19 will be a concern. We don't know what the results of the election are going to be and what the short-term and long-term ramifications of that will be. You know, we don't know what the future holds. And that's always been the case and always will be the case. So we might as well accept that fact and figure out how we can better prepare ourselves and strengthen our mindsets to adapt to the circumstances that life throws at us. And wouldn't it be nice if instead of just figuring out how to survive or maintain, we could figure out how to thrive through the uncertain times in life? And that's exactly what I want to talk about today. A concept I've been reading about called anti-fragility. In fact, I just finished a book by Nassim Nicholas Taleb, and I'm sorry if I mispronounced that, but he's an essayist, a scholar, a statistician, a former options trader, and risk analyst. And his work concerns problems of randomness, probability, and uncertainty. And here's how Tlaib defines anti-fragility in his book, Anti-Fragile: Things That Gain from Disorder. He says, most things in the world can be classified into three categories. Fragile, things which break when exposed to stress and chaos over time. Robust, things which remain unchanged in the face of chaos. And anti-fragile, things which become stronger when exposed to stress, chaos, and variability up to a point. And human evolution to date is incredibly anti-fragile. We've evolved from our ancestors based on genetic features and traits which have helped us survive and succeed. Almost everything in the world that has lasted a significant portion of time has an anti-fragile system in place. Tlaib says in his book, some things benefit from shocks. They thrive and grow when exposed to volatility, randomness, disorder, and stressors, and love adventure, risk, and uncertainty. Yet in spite of the ubiquity of the phenomenon, there is no word for the exact opposite of fragile. Let us call it anti-fragile. All right, so that's the definition of anti-fragile I was referencing earlier from this book, Anti-Fragile. Highly recommend reading this. I'll post a link to this in the show notes as well. Really, really good read and very relevant for, you know, the world we're living in currently. So he goes on to say, anti-fragility is beyond resilience or robustness. The resilient resist shocks and stay the same. The anti-fragile gets better. This property is behind everything that has changed with time. Evolution, culture, ideas, revolutions, political systems, technological innovation, cultural and economic success, corporate survival, the rise of cities, cultures, legal systems, equatorial forests, bacterial resistance, the list goes on and on. Even our own existence as a species on this planet. So uncertainty's always been around, but this concept of anti-fragility, which is how we continue to grow and evolve and become better, has also always been around. And there's evidence of that all around us. So how do we gain from disorder? Well, anti-fragility is the ultimate weapon to fight overwhelm and uncertainty. When something is anti-fragile, it gains from disorder. To not only recover from mistakes and uncertainty, but to get stronger. So being anti-fragile is different from being resilient. Resilience is the ability to withstand setbacks without being worse off afterwards, right? So just kind of maintaining. Anti-fragility, on the other hand, is the ability to not just withstand challenges, but thrive as a result of them. The resilient resists shocks and stays the same. The anti-fragile gets better and better. And the good thing about the randomness of life is that it helps us become better at dealing with risk and uncertainty. We can actually use turmoil, disorder, and other stressors as a stepping stone to creating an anti-fragile life. Anti-fragility is all around us. Your body is the perfect model of anti-fragility. Stressing your muscles causes it to grow. Struggling to understand an idea makes it more likely that you will remember it. The stress of mental challenges causes your brain to grow new neural connections, and the body keeps improving your immune system when it's exposed to some bacteria and germs. The underlying principle of anti-fragility can be applied to our finances, our relationships, our work. You know, we often have ambitious expectations from our deliberate goals and habits, but often we ignore the fact that randomness, stressors, and other things outside of our control can disturb even our best laid and most thought out plans. And by trying to ignore this random factor, we become extremely vulnerable to them. An anti-fragile way of life is all about finding a way to gain from the inevitable disorder of life, to not only bounce back when things don't go as planned, but to get stronger, smarter, and better at continuing as a result of running into this disorder. Anti-fragility happens when you decide to prepare yourself to move past the risk, chaos, and challenges. It happens when you evolve or reinvent yourself to keep moving despite the obstacles. So here are a few core principles from the book Anti-Fragile. You become anti-fragile when you resist the urge to suppress randomness. Keep your options open, experiment and tinker, take lots of small risks, respect the old, look for habits and rules that have been around for a long time. Stick with simple rules, processes, and practices. There's another principle that Tlaib talks about in the book. He calls it the barbell strategy. So embrace this barbell strategy, which he explains as a dual attitude of playing it safe in some areas and taking a lot of small risks in others, hence achieving anti-fragility. The wisdom you gain from becoming anti-fragile in life will snowball over time, like so many of the other things we talk about here on Mindset Monday. It builds momentum, opening up opportunities that you never thought possible. The general underlying principle here is to play the long game. Keep your options open and avoid total failure while trying lots of different things and maintaining an open mind. It's one of the keys to developing an anti-fragile mindset. To live an anti-fragile life, set up your life to notice small stressors or challenges and see them as opportunities to accelerate growth. The stress and setback you encounter make you stronger, faster, better. Go long and you will get stronger and smarter along the way. You know, again, we've talked about this so many times on Mindset Monday, the fact that, you know, you can learn to look at the trials in your life, the challenges, the hard times, the unpredictable things that happen to us, look at them as opportunities and figure out, you know, where's the white space? Where can I learn from this? How can I use this negative and turn it into a positive in my life? So this concept is very much in line with others that we've talked about here on Mindset Monday, but a slightly different way of thinking about it. So the next time you're feeling the weight of all the uncertainty in the world, remember this concept of becoming anti-fragile. And remember that, you know, we as humans are inherently anti-fragile. That's how we've adapted over time and continued to thrive. There has always been and will always be uncertainty in the world. The sooner we can learn to embrace it and find ways to grow through the uncertainty, the sooner we can live a free life. A life that's not bound by stress and anxiety of not knowing what tomorrow holds. If you really think about it, that's part of the beauty of life, the unknown. If we knew what the future held for us, life would likely be very boring. So embrace uncertainty, try new things, be willing to adapt, and focus on making yourself anti-fragile. Once you do, your life will open up in ways that you could not imagine. That's it for me today. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Mindset Monday. Go drop in and make yourself anti-fragile. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Mindset Monday. If you got value from this, please make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast for more great content. And if you'd like additional resources to help you maintain a positive mindset and perform at the highest level, make sure to check out my website, path2freedom.com. Path, the number 2, FRDM.com. There, you can also subscribe to my monthly newsletter, where I'll be sharing more great strategies just like this. And if you know anyone else that would benefit from today's episode, please forward this on to them and encourage them to listen. And finally, if you or anyone else you know would be interested to speak with me to learn more about how you can get started on your own path to freedom by getting into business for yourself, I'd love to have a conversation. Connect with me on my website or shoot me an email at wes@pathtofreedom.com. That's all for now. And until next time, go drop in.